Jamie, we call this a roller coaster type of evening for your football team. There was big downs early and big ups, and there was emotional swings like crazy.
Yeah, I think they came out and punched us in the mouth first, and we didn't do a good job of responding until late in the first quarter, into the second quarter. So that was a little bit disappointing on us as a team, because we knew they were going to come in here. Good football team, good opportunity to play the champions, and I was proud of the response in the second and third quarters. But the story of the night is self-inflicted wounds. There's just, you know, we felt like we had the tide was turning there, but penalties on field goals, penalties, you know, defensively, you know, not only put points on the board for Winnipeg, but offensively we put points on the board for them too. But I thought they fought hard, but I told them that we've got to learn. Before we learn how to win, we got to learn how not to lose.
It seemed like those mistakes, I mean, you're going to make mistakes in a football game, but it just feels like in your losses, the glaring mistakes are really, really something that you just can't overcome right now, because you've put yourself in such a hole.
Yeah, we feel like we've given two games away, and I think there's disappointment in the locker room in that regard, because the first one and this one. That being said, I told the guys, hey, listen, we're six games in. There's a good football team in here. We've got to continue to find it and find our recipe, but we're not going to win games if we keep doing the things penalty-wise, and we've got to learn how to be resilient to overcome mistakes, because you're right, football is a game of mistakes.
I know, Janie, you want to watch the video and you get a more serious, in-depth look at it, but great on Taylor Cornelius and how he played. Obviously, we know the mistakes, but what impressed me was, especially after the first two series, how he bounced back. After he seemed to not let anything bother him, and you talked all week about the poise he has showed when you saw him in the XFL and through training camp, and I thought that really shone through tonight.
Yeah, I thought he did some really good things out there. You know, he moved around in the pocket, extended some plays, made some plays with his legs. You know, just great poise, made some really good throws. There's going to be some that he wishes he had back, but that's always going to be the case. But for a guy that practiced one day, you know, we always talk about getting the feel with the receivers. He's never really gone with these guys, right? Even in training camp, he repped with the twos. So it's a learning process, but I thought, given one day of practice, I thought he did a good job, and I'm proud of his effort.
And the experience he got tonight and the film he gets tonight to watch and to work forward to his next start, I imagine that's pretty invaluable.
There's no doubt about it. And a full week of practice, you know, when he comes back, and all those things will help him learn and grow. But I'm proud of his poise. I'm proud of his demeanor. I'm really, really happy with how the guys responded to him on the sideline and how he controlled that ebb and flow. So he's got a bright future.
We asked James Wilder Jr. when we were talking to him earlier about a bye week coming now. Is it a good time or a bad time? He said you never want to lose going into a bye week, but it's a good chance for just everybody to reset and regroup and come back better after, you know, 4 or 5 days off. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think Wilder hit it on the head. You never want to go into a bye week with a loss. But I think there's two components. Physically, we get a chance to recharge a little bit, and then mentally, just kind of look at ourselves and say, hey, you know, what do we have to do to get these get on a little bit of momentum and get things turned in the right direction? There's a lot of football in front of us, and there's a good football team in this locker room, but we've got to fix those mistakes.
Jamie, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.